美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
我们首先来给大家讲一个由手臂这个字为主的习惯用语。手臂在英文里就是 arm, A-R-M, arm.
To twist someone's arm, twist, T-W-I-S-T, an arm, A-R-M, to twist someone's arm.
Twist 是拧，用力扭转的意思。一个人要是给别人把手臂拧到身后去，那是很难受的。To twist someone's arm 这个习惯用语的意思也正是如此，它就是指给某人施加压力，迫使他做你要他做的事儿。下面这个例子是一个学生说的话。
I didn't want to see that movie about Mozart, but my roommate twisted my arm. I'm glad he did. It was a great show.
他说，我本来不想去看那个有关莫扎特的电影的，可是我同房间的同学硬逼着我要去，可是看了电影以后我倒很高兴，因为那个电影太好了。这个学生还算运气，尽管他本来不愿意，可是结果还不错。但是被迫做的事往往会产生一些不愉快的结局，请听下面这位爸爸说的话。
My son has been twisting my arm to let him take my car out on a date ever since he got his driver's license. This weekend, I finally let him take it. And now it's in the body shop for $1,000 of repairs. He had an accident on the way to pick up his girlfriend.
他说，自从我儿子拿到驾驶执照以来，他一直闹着要开我的车去赴约会。这个周末，我终于答应了。可是他在去接女朋友的路上出了车祸，现在我的车正在车库里修，要花我$1,000呢。下面我们要讲的这个俗语里，既有 arm 也有 leg。
To charge someone an arm and a leg, charge C H A R G E. To charge someone an arm and a leg.
Charge.就是要多少价钱的意思，任何东西要你付出一只手臂还要加上一条腿，恐怕要价也太高了一点，很不值得。很明显， To charge someone an arm and a leg 这个意思就是要价太高。下面这句话就是一个例子。
Don't go to that fancy new restaurant. The food isn't very good and they charge you an arm and a leg for it.
这个人说，别上那个新开的高级饭馆去，他们的菜并不好，而价钱倒贵得要命。在美国，一般人都很怕去看牙大夫，这不仅是为了怕疼，而是他们要价都很高，动一点点小手术就是好几百美元，有的甚至要几千块美元。下面这句话就反映了这个情况。
Say, if you need a dentist, you might want to try my brother. He's fresh out of dental school and trying to set up a practice. He does good work, but he won't charge you an arm and a leg for it like most other dentists.
这个人说，喂，要是你想找牙大夫，你可以上我弟弟那儿去试一下。他刚毕业，正在设法开业，可是他技术很好，也不会像其他许多牙大夫那样收费很高。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。